Our next patient is going to be Mary Henderson. Mary Henderson was born 1/2/55. Today is 3/3/24. This is a 69-year-old woman. A 69-year-old woman who resides by herself. She has a history of COPD, history of sleep apnea on CPAP, CHF, cord pulmonale, degenerative joint disease, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, renal insufficiency to the point that she's no longer on diabetes medication. Patient is having a hard time walking has had a history of fall. Patient uses a walker, but most of the time she's now chair bound. Patient has had issues with bowel and bladder incontinence because it takes too long for her to get to the restroom, period. Medication includes Symbicort 160-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day, albuterol HFA, 2 puffs every 4 to 6 hours, tramadol 50 milligrams as needed, 4 times a day, hydrocodone, acetaminophen 10-325 for pain every 6 hours, Lasix 20 milligrams once a day, Singulair 10 milligrams a day, Losartan 25 milligrams a day. Social, she's separated, she has one child, one passed away. She used to work for a home health care agency as a patient caregiver. She does smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol. She started to quit smoking, but has not been successful. Last surgery was in 2019. Family history, mom died of asthma, COPD, diabetes, tuberculosis, allergy. Patient's blood pressure is 150/97, with 2/94, pulse is 62. Severe system, by the way, weakness, difficulty walking, short of breath, severe pain, weight loss, low extremity edema, or pulmonary, heart failure. Patient was 2 weeks to do ultrasound deambulation. Patient is not interested in quitting smoke. On exam, we have the vitals already. Good lunch, wrong fibers, and soft lips, and the assessment, 69-year-old black woman with end-stage COPD, right-sided heart failure, severe shortness of breath, tobacco abuse with history of sleep apnea and CPAP, and with pulmonary hypertension, right-sided heart failure. Patient is much weaker, has lost weight, she's short of breath at all times, and I'm sure that she's had a drop in the high 80s with that cortisol activity. Patient was too frail and too weak to have that done today. Next number is the hypertension. Next number is blood pressure is elevated today because she's thinks she's in pain. Next number is weight loss. Next number is protein, calorie, malnutrition. Next number is pulmonary hypertension. Next one was overall prognosis. is quite poor for this woman. Thank you.